Chapter 2. A Marvellous Beginning. Wake up! Wake up, Daniel! It's a beautiful day! I opened my eyes and looked around me in confusion. I was at Rick's house at the north end of Bondi Beach, and I could see the Pacific Ocean from my bed. An enormous red sun was appearing out of the sea. Come on, it's time to go surfing, said Rick. He was already wearing his wetsuit. Rick, are you crazy? It's only 6 a.m. I'm tired, I complained. It's the best part of the day. You'll love it, he said, pulling me out of bed. 15 minutes later, we were running into the big waves on Bondi Beach. The water was freezing, but it was a beautiful, clear morning, and there were lots of people in the water. People come here to surf before they go to the office or school, Rick explained. Life in Sydney starts early. He pointed to the different flags on the beach. Those flags show you where you can surf and where you can swim. People surf at the south end of the beach. People here have got great respect for the power of the ocean, he added. It's not like the Mediterranean Sea. The current is very strong, and the waves can be enormous. Look, there's a lifeguard. Those guys are really strong. I had learned to surf in Tarifa, in the south of my country. And now I was on Australia's most famous beach, surfing with the locals at 6:30 a.m. Life was perfect. An hour later, we went for breakfast at a small cafe near the beach. There were lots of people there. Some were wearing suits, others shorts or wetsuits. Some of them were carrying yoga mats. People are fit and healthy here, explained Rick. And lots of surfers go to yoga classes. It helps with concentration and flexibility. We can go to a yoga class this week if you want. Just then, a waitress brought an enormous salad with nuts and kiwi and a cappuccino. As we were having breakfast, I noticed red, green and blue parrots flying in the trees above my head. The clear blue sky and the ocean were amazing. I could hear people laughing all around me. Rick, I said, I'm going to have fun the next few months. I know you are, he replied. I'll take you to Bronte Beach and you can meet the people I work with. They're great. I work in a cafe next to the beach. But now we can walk along the coast and see the Sculpture by the Sea exhibition. It takes place every November and there are some brilliant sculptures. Sculpture by the Sea? I exclaimed. That sounds interesting. The walk from Bondi Beach to Bronte Beach was about 2.5 kilometres. We passed an outdoor swimming pool where local people swim all year, and they add ice to the water in winter. Rick sat on one of the sculptures on the way, and I admired the view over the ocean. There were some excellent sculptures there. My favourite was a mother elephant with her baby, both made out of old televisions, lamps, bicycles, and other rubbish. The people at Swell, the cafe where Rick was working, were all very friendly, and the owner, Sandy, offered to take me out in her boat at the weekend. It's the best way to see Sydney Harbour, the bridge and the Opera House, she said. I've lived here all my life, and I still love sailing around the harbour. We usually take a picnic. You're welcome to come with us. Great, I said. I look forward to that. On Saturday, I surfed with Rick in the morning, and then I walked to Bronte to meet Sandy, because Rick was working at the cafe all day. Hi, Daniel, Sandy said, smiling. Let's go. It's a beautiful day. Meet my friend Becky. She's coming with us. We drove down to a little bay where Sandy's boyfriend, Pete, was waiting on their little sailing boat. In a very short time, we were in the middle of Sydney Harbour with the famous Harbour Bridge in front of us. The bridge was completed in 1932 and it joins North and South Sydney together, Becky told me. It was very expensive to build and they only finished paying for the construction in 1988. It's beautiful, I exclaimed. There were ferries and sailing boats all around us, and some people were in kayaks. Pete and I jumped into the freezing water for a swim near the boat before lunch. Sandy put bread, cheese, a pasta salad, fruit and drinks on the little table, and we ate in silence for a few minutes, admiring the view. Lots of famous people have got homes next to the harbour, said Pete. He pointed to a big building next to the water. Look, that's where Russell Crowe lives. Oh, I like Russell Crowe. He's a great actor, I said. Yes, said Becky. Nicole Kidman is a friend of his. She's got a house in Sydney as well. A famous film director lives in a flat above my restaurant, laughed Sandy. He often orders food from us to eat at home. But I can't tell you his name because you might write it in one of your articles for the magazine. I wouldn't do that, I said. I want to write about my experiences and the ordinary people I meet. That's much more real. Look over there, said Becky. That's the most famous building in Australia. I saw the shining white Sydney Opera House near the circular quay. It looked as though it was floating on the water. I had seen the Opera House many times in photos and on television, and now I was sailing past it. It was amazing in real life. We moved closer, and I had a big surprise. The roof and walls were made of white tiles. Thousands of them. That's so cool, I exclaimed. The architect was a man called Jorn Utzon, explained Becky. His father was a yacht architect. Many people think that's why the roofs of the building look like sails. It took 16 years to build it. They thought that it would cost 7 million Australian dollars, but in reality, it cost 102 million Australian dollars. There's a nice story about the first performance there. Tell me, please, I said. Well, on the 17th of December, 1972, the Sydney Symphony Orchestra gave a concert for the 2,000 construction workers who built the Opera House. The workers were immigrants from Italy, Yugoslavia, and many other countries. They all dressed in their best suits and brought their mothers, wives, and girlfriends to the concert. That's what I love about Australia, said Pete. It's a country where everybody can be important. A fair go for all. Let's get off the boat and walk around. There's a lot to see in this area.